This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Alan Klapmeyer, he's CEO of Cirrus Design. He's also chairman of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. We're going to get you to wear both hats today, Alan. First of all, some changes at Cirrus. A little unsettling news, but probably not unexpected given today's climate, right?
Yeah, my pleasure to have the chance to talk to you. And yes, it is kind of unsettling news. Unfortunately, with the continued troubles in the economy, and from my point of view, made worse by the way the general news media talks about the economy, we are seeing a slowdown in sales, both at Cirrus and I would say industry-wide. So that does mean we have to adjust production levels and consequently costs and people. So we are looking at how we continue to restructure so we're building the right number of airplanes. In that case, what it means is we've reduced production to 3 airplanes per day, down from 4 airplanes per day, and we do continue to work on, or I should say, we continue to produce airplanes 4 days a week, which was the schedule we went to a number of years ago.
Will there be any further layoffs or any sort of hour reductions as a result?
Yeah, with these kinds of uncertainties, it's difficult to be too specific about it. What we've told our team internally and what we try and make sure we accurately communicate externally is that we're going to have to cycle up and down, and in this case down, to meet the demand, to meet the economic realities we're faced with. Now, while that means some cycling down right now, part of it will be taking the opportunity to figure out how we can be more efficient. Work on restructuring to reduce costs going forward. And then hopefully that will be followed by resurgence in the end. We'll have more sales in the future.
Okay, well, what about the projects you have underway, the SRS and the JET? What's the effect on those, if any?
Yeah, obviously cost-level effects we look at throughout the company, but as you try and set priorities, clearly a very high priority for us is working on the Vision Jet. So we don't expect this to have a significant impact on that program. It's moving forward at a reasonable pace. It does mean that we will be slower to accelerate the program, but we won't be cutting that program back. The SRS, on the other hand, has been delayed and continues to be more problematic given the engineering resources that we have, or I should say the constraints on the engineering resources we have. We can't get everything done that we want to, and so the SRS is not making as good a progress as we would hope. That also got slightly misquoted recently as well. We have not announced a schedule for it, nor do we have in our own minds a clear schedule for when that airplane would be available. And so I was speculating with someone else that while we had hoped it would be the end of 2008, that isn't going to happen, and while we would now hope it would be the end of 2009, we're not sure that's going to happen. I mean, clearly the SRS schedule is what we would call at risk. It would likely slip.
In your other job, or your one of many jobs at Gamma, you see the big picture. I'm sure you're updated quite regularly on how things are going. How are things going, and what is the effect of the so-called economic crisis on the industry so far?
Yeah, let me start by saying I've really enjoyed my time as chairman of Gamma. It's a revolving position that moves through the various manufacturers and members of Gamma, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. It really is an incredible organization, very, very involved in lots of different aspects of the industry, some that would be relatively obvious, such as FAA funding battles and how working with the FAA on certification rules and things affect the industry. But much more broadly than that, because we do look at things like economic impact on the industry, environmental regulations, international involvements, has been quite interesting and a lot going on there. In terms of the broader view of the industry, I would say, yes, clearly we're going to be seeing some of these near-term effects that the problems in the economy are having. not unlike almost every other industry. Sorry, a little bit of background noise. We've got some Air National Guard F-16s taking off from Duluth. But in terms of total economic activity, I mean, clearly what we're seeing throughout the United States and the world is a broader view of what we're seeing inside general aviation. The first impacts were probably felt by those of us at the lower end of the spectrum building piston airplanes, where we certainly noticed a significant reduction in aircraft sales. Now, we expect that to improve things like, in the U.S., the improved depreciation allowances, which were part of the economic stimulus package passed earlier in the year, should help with year-end sales and then taper off into next year. We're obviously looking at other ways that we can continue to educate people about the advantages of owning an airplane and hopefully keep the market robust. But even at the higher ends, we're starting to see some of that effect as this most near-term financing credit crunch has made it difficult for some people to take delivery of airplanes. In the long run, though, I really do see this as an improving situation. And if I can now pick on the general news media for a moment, it is frustrating to me. I feel that we've had a lot of people in the business news sector looking for a crisis for a long time now, and sure enough, you say it long enough, you can finally find one. Economically, one of the benefits of general aviation and business aviation is that we provide products that truly do benefit the productivity of the company, and the productivity of the company directly affects the employees that work at the company, the shareholders, all of the economic activities. And so in that sense, while often misreported as purely a perk for senior management, I do believe that general aviation is able to continue to make its case that is a necessary part of business transportation, an economically justifiable benefit to everybody involved.
Okay, well, the next big show is AOPA. You have some announcements coming with that. We'll be working with you on that, but we won't let the cat out of the bag yet. And look forward to seeing you in San Jose, and have a good week.
Well, thank you. I look forward to seeing you there as well. Hope we have a good show.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.